This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The acting U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, is expected to testify publicly today about a whistleblower complaint that's now at the center of a presidential impeachment inquiry. McGuire will speak publicly before the House Intelligence Committee. He's also expected to speak privately to members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. On Wednesday evening, some lawmakers were allowed to view the complaint. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff was one of them.
I think it's a travesty that this complaint was withheld as long as it was, because it was an urgent matter. It is an urgent matter, and there was simply no basis to keep this from the committee.
President Donald Trump has denied any wrongdoing in his phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in July, even as congressional Democrats said Trump tried to pressure Zelensky into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Speaking Wednesday afternoon, Trump said the impeachment investigations against him were a joke.
When they look at the information, it's a joke. Impeachment for that? When you have a wonderful meeting or you have a wonderful phone conversation?
Hunter Biden served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company at the same time his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. World leaders gathered at the UN General Assembly in New York today are likely to hear about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Officials from both sides get their turn to address the meeting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is scheduled to give his speech in the morning. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz will give his country's address in the afternoon. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is home trying to form a government after last week's election, which resulted in no clear majority in parliament. From Washington, this is VOA News. 17 states are suing the Trump administration, hoping to block new rules that take